Mrs. Webb all the credit.
Sure.
$1 million baby.
Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Have two wastewater agreements that Mr. Godwin was going to bring to you today for your review. The first of which is at Vinson Overlook, which is essentially another phase of a development that has been ongoing.
Big developer.
That it's Sussex County Project Number 81-04. It's Vinson Overlook Phase 2B, and the county agreement number is 843-1. Developer is Louis Capano III. Project is located at County Roads 88 and County Road 261. It is within the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. This particular agreement covers 14 single-family lots. The proposed sewer connection charges that will be collected from the developer will be $64,260. The Sussex County Engineering Department plan approval was in October 18th of 2005, and the State Department of Natural Resources plan approval was in November 30th of 2005. They're proposing 20 days of construction, and construction admin and construction inspection costs to the county for our services will be $5,796.75, and the proposed construction cost is $38,645. I have a motion if there are no questions.
Please, sir.
Mm-hmm. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 843-1, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction inspection and administration service agreement between Sussex County Council and Vinson Overlook LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Vinson Overlook Phase 2B, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
And we're dealing with.
We'll entertain the motion.
Go ahead. I'll put the motion on the floor.
I have a motion, Mrs. Yeah. Deaver. I have a second.
Second.
Mr. Yeah. Cole, question on a motion.
Yeah, we're dealing with LLC, but they're not actually doing the building, are they? We have a separate builder?
This is the wastewater agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Okay. This deals with strictly the utility contractor putting in the wastewater.
Right.
It doesn't deal with any other amenities or anything within the community
itself.
Right,
but it is between us and LLC.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. But okay, but they're not the actual. They're not. That's fine.
They're not qualified to do the actual utility work.
Exactly.
We have criteria that requires them to bring a competent utility contractor.
Any more questions of council? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. The second agreement is Sussex County Project 81-04. It is Forest Landing Phase 2A. It is County Agreement Number 343-3. The developer is represented by Mr. Dave Dunbar. The project is at the intersection of County Road 368 and County Road 84. It is in the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. This particular utility extension consists of 27 single-family lots and townhomes. The system connection fees to be collected from this project to the county will be $134,865. The Sussex County Engineering Department plan approval was in August the 4th of 2004, and the state's approval was in October 29th of 2004. This project is planned for 15 construction days, and the construction admin and construction inspection cost to be paid to the county is $10,163.10. The proposed construction cost is $67,754.00. If there are no questions, I have a motion.
Please.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04. agreement number 343-3, that Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Forest Landing Communities LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Forest Landing Phase 2A, located in the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Phillips, any questions on the motion?
That is your district, right, George?
I don't know. You think that it might be?
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you all.
Old business, Mr. Lank, please come forward.
Old business, okay.
Morning.
Mm-hmm.
Morning, sir.
We have before us this morning two old business items, both relating to electronic message displays on off-premise signs. If you approve one, you reject the other.
Mm-hmm.
You're working, it's the only way to work.
We should do this on everything.
Yeah. For the record, and you have before you a copy of my report from the Planning and Zoning Commission. For the record, the Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this, both these ordinances, on January 12th of 2012, and rendered its decision on February 9th of 2012. The council held public hearing on February 7th of 2012. In the process of the public hearings before both commission and council, we held the public hearing as one, and we have to render decisions individually on each of the two ordinances. And the first ordinance is an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 21, Section 159.5B of the Code of Sussex County regarding electronic message display on off-premise signs. The second ordinance is an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 21, Section 159.5B of the Code of Sussex County to prohibit electronic message displays on off-premise signs. As I said, we went through the public hearing process, both with the commission and the council. There was participation both before commission and council by parties in opposition and parties in support. On January 12th, both ordinances were deferred by the Planning and Zoning Commission since there was only three present, and to give the other commissioner the opportunity to review. Mm-hmm. On February 9 of 2012, the commission again discussed the ordinance amendments. The commission discussed both ordinance amendments, which have been deferred since the 12th of 2012, January, and acknowledging that the ordinance amendments would be voted on individually. Mr. Robertson stated that the second ordinance amendment prohibits the use of electronic message displays on off-premise signs, also known as billboards. The billboards are only permitted by special use exception in C1, CR1, and the industrial districts after public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. And that he would suggest that the commission is inclined to approve the inclusion of electronic message displays on billboards, that the ordinance be amended by adding an additional sentence to number five of the ordinance. That this change provides for timing of sign changes and makes it clear that other agencies also have jurisdiction over off-premise signs, and that would be state and federal standards. And that it did not include DLDOT regulations as they are written, since DLDOT could amend their regulations. The commission again discussed the ordinance amendments. And at the request of the chairman, Mr. Robertson read the following amendment to the ordinance that supports the inclusion of electronic message displays by quoting number five in the ordinance amendment, that the additional sentence would be as follows. And five, and if you're noting my report, the portion that's underlined is what was added.
What?
Portion that is underlined is what is added to the ordinance. The other portion of number five already exists.
Okay.
Number five currently states that an off-premise sign may include an electronic message display is specifically applied for and approved as part of a special use exception. And the addition suggested and recommended by Mr. Robertson states, if approved as part of a special use exception, the standards for electronic message displays contained in section 115-159.5A4 and in parenthesis or more stringent state or federal standards shall apply. Therefore, in reference to the first ordinance being the one that would permit electronic message displays, there was a motion by Mr. Ross, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward a recommendation to County Council that the ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 21, Section 159.5B of the Code of Sussex County regarding electronic message display on off-premise signs be approved as read by Mr. Robertson, and that motion carried 5-0 unanimously.
And that's with that new wording in there. Of number five.
Right, with the new wording.
With the new
wording. With the additional sentence.
Additional sentence. Right. Okay.
That is the first ordinance for consideration.
I have a question.
Mrs. Deaver?
In that ordinance, where does it say who regulates the brightness on these signs and how fast they move?
There's a reference in the ordinance is not really that much about the brightness. It's mm-hmm. very specific about the timing, and it's eight mm-hmm. seconds.
And do we regulate that, the county?
We can, and the state, I believe Mr. Robertson pointed out that the state regulation was 10 seconds, so I remember what he said at council.
So if it's not being done currently, which I'm getting reports about, it's not being done.
We've already cited some on-premise signs which mm-hmm. permit electronic message displays for mm-hmm. being too fast.
Okay, right.
Most of them, during the week, put it this way. During the week, majority of them mm-hmm. are in compliance. Mm-hmm. There's a couple that pick up the speed a little bit on weekends.
After hours.
Mm-hmm. Or after hours.
Yes, that's what I was told.
We have been reported that, and we have been to those sites, and most of them have corrected, but there's always going to be a few.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you're dealing
with. Do we have any kind of penalty for that? Or we just say, don't do that?
Well, we would say if they were, they would be contacted first. If there's a violation, they would be so notified.
Yes.
Then we would, if we had to, and they repeatedly, we would then cite them with a violation and turn it over to the constable's office or the attorneys and proceed with taking action to get it corrected. And what they would typically do would be, they would just go back to the 8 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And sometime in the future, they might try it again.
Mm-hmm. But it's well, really they got they're really computer generated, so I guess they could set a computer like you do your thermostat, like on
if you
on weekends. And weekends, they could actually have it set that way, and we don't know.
It would be nice if they had a lock system that it would be set for a certain time.
Yeah, I know. Enforcement is just going to be a nightmare running around checking it.
It is now.
Oh, it is. Oh, I know.
It has been tough on some locals, but the majority of them are correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And all the under this new wording that they've applied to the one that they passed, all the existing billboards that are off-premise,
right,
that aren't electronic, what is their status?
They would still have to go through the board to be able to add an electronic message.
Okay, so everything out there would have to come back in, and because I'm just concerned about, you know, we got billboards that look like they should be on I-95 on two-lane roads. If these start flashing.
If they have a billboard now, a lighted billboard, just lighted for to be able to read it at night, and they wanted to add electronic message display, they still have to go back to the board.
Okay.
Even though they've already gone to the board to get the approval for the billboard. And they have been for several years.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. How does the board decide whether or not to approve it? What do they have to look at?
The board's got the criteria for the special use exception, which is minimal, and then there's a large list for variances, because typically when they apply for a billboard, they're not only applying for the special use exception, they're also applying for some variance because of the closeness to a house, a school, a church, other public land, so there may be variances involved.
Size sometimes, heights,
it's been size, we've had height,
We're talking maximum 600, how many, what was the maximum size?
Typically, it's 600 square foot, I count both sides.
Mm-hmm, okay.
But the board has been notorious for approving about 99.9% of all this stuff.
I wouldn't go quite that far, but...
95%?
No, well, I'm not looking at billboards by themselves. Overall, I would say probably 75 to 85.
Mm-hmm.
Without sitting there trying to figure it all out.
Of just everything, but I'm just saying, of billboards, right? I think if we pulled that out, you might see...
We pulled it out, we would... I don't know what it would be. I really haven't thought about it, but I could.
Right.
But if people didn't want that one, they came to a public hearing. We're giving them a public hearing under this. And they didn't want that in that particular district. What would they have to prove in order to win that case?
The opposite of what the applicant would have to approve.
Mm-hmm.
Same criteria, mm-hmm. uniqueness, et cetera, of the location of the site for the purpose of that sign.
It could be.
You have a list of mm-hmm. I think it's nine
mm-hmm.
items that the board looks at in each case.
It's the same nine items.
The applicant okay. showing mm-hmm. why they could should approve it,
mm-hmm.
then the opposition needs to show why they should reject it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's basically the same criteria.
They should probably get a lawyer.
I can give you an overview of what that criteria is, but it'll take a few minutes to do.
Mm-hmm. No, I that's okay. I just needed to know because I will be asked about it. Okay. Thank you.
Any more questions? We'll entertain a motion if someone wants to make a motion.
Well, I'm still, I don't know, I still think that what looks like planning and zoning has done is just approved this. I know what has happened at the Board of Adjustment and the approval, the numbers of approvals that have been granted, which is extremely high. And it's very difficult to come in as a John, you know, as a public and going against maybe an applicant of a sign company or something who's got an attorney and stuff who's mm-hmm. who's well versed in laying out a record of why something like this should be approved and to come out and say that, you know, I mean, I can't imagine what you could say to say that, you know, you were in opposition because it blinks, it lights, it does this, or whatever. I mean, anyway, so I would still say that we ought to target these to certain roads, certain parts. And again, this doesn't do that. And I'd like to, I'd rather revisit this whole thing and try to get it right, as opposed to there's no critical need to do this today. Tomorrow, next week.
Is that a motion to defer?
I'd make a motion to defer, and I would just like to get a consensus out of the rest of it, or support, that we maybe, if there is a willingness to approve something, to give them, where should they be located, you know, everything else. So, I mean,
yeah, I have questions too.
Do we have a second on motion
yeah,
to defer?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion to defer. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes, and I also have questions. We're talking about CR1. CR1 can include housing. And so we're saying it can be put next to housing. So we need to look at that again. Yes.
Well, housing is also permitted in a commercial district.
C1
and CR1.
Yes, both of them. So we're, you know, we say it's commercial, but people are living there. So
the CR1 would not allow... for multifamily use,
right.
unless they went through a conditional process.
Right, but that we may be looking at that
still
under
allow,
this. So we need to look at that, I think.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Phillips.
Tough decisions to defer.
Well, this thing has been vetted, and I think planning and zoning has done a good job, and I'm going to vote no. I think I'm ready to vote on it.
Wilson.
Well, I agree with that. Vance Tanzone has done a good job on it, but George needs a couple more weeks. I'll give him a couple more weeks. I'll defer it.
Okay. Anything for George.
But
that's Sam's motto.
I'll vote yes. We'll defer it.
Thank you.
So next old business.
A couple weeks means we can put
our
it
next.
On.
We'll put it back on the agenda for the next meeting.
Great.
The second ordinance.
Excuse me.
We have two ordinances that you have to.
Okay. Well, just back up on that. I think that I would like I said, I think it needs some time for us to get together and discuss it. And I don't know by having 2 weeks off that we're going to have any opportunity to discuss it. We'll be back looking at the same thing. So, I would love to just take that requirement that it has to come back on in 2 weeks, and see if we can get something together, maybe staff or some other people, some ideas to look at this thing, because it could get shot down. But I always say there's a way to, you know, get in the middle somewhere. And the process that we've just laid out here, it's either going to be up or down.
Could you talk to staff and tell them what you want and let them come
back?
It's
not what I want. I would rather sit in as a group. I don't want to sit down and say, here's what I want, George Cole wants, and assign billboards. I don't want any of them. But I am willing to compromise. So what we've got laid out now, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen,
thank you,
will be no compromise opportunity. It'll be an up-and-down vote, and that may be not the way to do it. So I'm just throwing that out. I mean, there is no rush to get this done. As Vance has implied, there is no rush. This has been festering for years. The billboards that are up are staying up. Nobody's taking anything down. There's no applications. There's only one in the whole state of Delaware. One. And it's on, I think, I-95 in Newcastle County. So if you think this is something that's critical, I don't think it is. So, Mr. President, I would just like to say, let's not put a time period on it. Let's try to see if we can get together, get some ideas, and talk to Lawrence. Is there any problem with that?
Yes.
Is there any problem with the rest of you?
Yes, I have a question.
Wait a minute.
Let's just try to get over. Is there a problem with just leaving out a drop-dead date to get this back on the agenda? That's what I'm trying to eliminate. Mr. Phillips.
What Mr. Cole was attempting to do is just to kill this by deferring. And I think we've got enough information in front of us to make a vote. If you think there are some ways to make it better, there's a period prior to votes for discussion, you should put them forward and we can make amendments if appropriate. But just to defer is just another way of killing it.
I would point out, Mr. President, that there was a public hearing on this. The council can make amendments to it, but those amendments need to be done in the public forum. It's nothing that we can discuss and then come back after discussing that and then try to put that forward. So if there is going to be any amendments, they would have to be made here in the public.
I'm not saying we don't do it that way. I'm just saying we ought to see if we get some better ideas on the way to skin this cat. Because you're right, Vance, it could get killed. This is George Cole's way, a sneaky way of killing it? No. I might get three votes. There might be three votes to kill it. Then it is dead. But I think there's something we could do. Like I said, maybe on which roads, maybe how often they change. I think Sam even brought up maybe if they changed once a day or something like that at one time. There's a number of ideas out there. Let's explore some ideas, keep an open mind, move forward, and try to get it done right.
Well, what is the process for that exploration?
Well, we could put it on the agenda as just discussion, and we could have in 2 weeks, Mr. Vincent, we could maybe have Lawrence think about it a little bit with his staff. We can all think about it, and maybe there could be some ideas. Mm-hmm. And we just put it on the agenda for discussion in the next meeting. I have no problem with that, but to make it sound like we're going to have to vote on it in 2 weeks.
I have a question, too.
We're allowed to discuss it all we want in session, right?
Yes. Mr. Deaver.
Say I was on a commission, and I owned a business, and I was waiting just to get one of these electronic signs. Should I be participating in this hearing and voting on it?
Well, I would think if you're on Board of Adjustment and you were had some, I would think you would not do that, no.
Well, I think we should check into the planning and zoning recommendation.
Well, they don't approve it. The approval comes
planning
from Board of Adjustment.
Planning and zoning recommended. They voted 5-0 to recommend that we approve it.
Well, if even one of them is not qualified, they still passed by four, so I don't think that's has any significance on what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What I'm seeing is a possible influence and everybody knowing that person wants this for their business. I don't know. It's a legal question. I'm not an attorney.
I would think if that is a question you truly have, Mrs. Deaver, you need to bring that to the State Public Integrity Commission.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I want you to know that that's what we have.
Okay. Then you should be moving forward with that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Question.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Cole referenced a limit to road locations. There was a reference to timing. Is there anything else that we need to?
Is there anybody else that have any thoughts? I don't know, Sam, anybody? You've been to Vegas a couple times. Sam, anything about Vegas you want to see here in Sussex County? Please share it with us.
Trying to find a road for signs.
You go to Vegas every year.
I take my extra money out there.
They got tax stitches out there, George.
Let's, if anyone has any
we'll add to it
concerns or questions that they brought up to be discussed at the next meeting, please, Mr. Schlank, know about that.
Yes.
We'll put it back on the agenda, and we'll try to do something up or down or do something to this thing or make amendments or something.
Next, Mr. Lang.
The second ordinance, the ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 21, Section 159.5B of the Code of Sussex County to prohibit electronic message displays on off-premise signs was recommended to be denied, and that motion carried 5-0.
I'll make a motion we defer on that one also at the same time.
Second.
Just to keep it as a package.
I have a motion and a second to defer that. Any questions on the motion?
I see no harm in doing that.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
No.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'll vote no. Motion carried 3-2. Thank you, Mr. Lang.
Thank you.
Mr. Petula. Bird Haven.